You're listening to Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 6:46. Arkansas Democrats coalesced behind Joe Biden in his bid for president. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has a look on the factors that came together.
As soon as polls closed in Arkansas and the first results started coming in, Joe Biden maintained a safe lead. Joining me to offer her thoughts is Heather Yates, a political science professor at the University of Central Arkansas. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Michael.
Obviously, his comeback was part of a national trend, but Biden, even a month ago when he had been written off by others, maintained some key supporters, namely African-American leaders in the legislature.
That's right, Michael. The state legislative Black caucus supported Biden and several key supporters that we will also see emerge in congressional races. And so Biden overperformed nationally, and he overperformed with a strong showing in Arkansas last night for sure.
Arkansas moving its primary up and being part of Super Tuesday brought presidential candidates to the state. In particular, Michael Bloomberg came here to register in person in November and led Little Rock's Martin Luther King Jr. parade in January, but he still didn't get enough support that he needed here.
He certainly did not get enough support for a top two finish, which is what he was aiming at. He does come in at third. He barely squeaks past the 15% threshold, which what that means is that he does get a few delegate allocations. But for the money he spent here in Arkansas and the time he spent here, a third place finish for him, I'm sure, is going to be very disappointing this morning.
What did that do for the state party, getting this kind of attention, having several presidential candidates come to Arkansas?
Moving the primary election up was a good move on Arkansas's part for a couple of reasons. One, it gives Arkansas high visibility, gave the voters visibility to the candidates, and it attracted four presidential candidates here in 2020. It attracted three Republican presidential candidates in 2016. It offered voters on the ground an opportunity to engage in candidates directly in a way they had never been able to before. And it also helped energize the respective party committees in each election cycle. So it has done good things for Arkansas. It's put Arkansas on the primary map, being a part of the Super Tuesday tradition now.
And finally, the Democratic Party allocates 31 delegates, and Arkansas is not a winner-take-all state. Explain how these delegates are allocated.
Sure. So the threshold is 15%, and that was established universally in 1988. So candidates in the primaries need to win at least 15% of the voter turnout in order to be deemed viable. And to be deemed viable, that means that the party committee will then award delegates. Now, they are awarded proportionately based on the vote capture or the voter turnout that each candidate captured. So in Arkansas, Biden wins with roughly 37-40%, Bernie Sanders in second place, and Michael Bloomberg in third place, all above that 15% threshold. So the party will have calculated out how many of those 31 delegates each candidate gets. Biden, of course, will have the most. Bloomberg will have the least.
That's Heather Yates, a political science professor at UCA. Heather, thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.